We'll go down in just one sec. Oh, did we light the angels? Michael will get it. The people that have walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. We are here because God has sent us the light of the world, and we are ready to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Glad you're here. Certainly our prayer that you have a very Spirit-filled Merry Christmas. I want you to know that we like how the sanctuary looks. It's pretty, all decorated. And I want you to know that after the service, if you want to get your picture taken, we've got a couple of guys that'll be up here with their cameras, and you can come either by the tree or in front of the manger after worship. After we walk out, you can come back in if you want. We'll turn the lights back on. You can get a photo. That would be great. For the men of the church, no prayer breakfast on January 2nd. You don't need to be here for that, but do bring in the new year with prayer. Also, pray for our music minister. She's not with us tonight because she broke her foot on Sunday, and I know that she would greatly appreciate your prayers during this time. Finally, thank you, Libby, the Cummings family, Ron, the people that really helped spearhead our Meals on Wheels, and everybody that was just here from start to finish and anywhere in between. We successfully delivered 330-some-odd meals today, and so we really appreciate you helping with that ministry. Without further ado, let us worship Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Our reading for lighting the Christ candle tonight shows how God will begin to do something new and amazing in a small and common way. A tender shoot, a small bud, a new sprout will mark the beginning of a historic and amazing new era. God will, throughout this small new life, begin to establish his promised and peaceful kingdom. The people hearing these words from Isaiah were to awaken to the hope of God's new beginning and ready themselves for it. May we tonight do the same. I will read Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch will grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and in fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all of my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Let us pray. Most loving Father, thank you for this night and all it represents. Thank you for the hope you bestow, the peace that you give, the love that you pour out, and the joy you give. We praise you that your eternal word chose a dwelling among us that we might live in your presence. Grant us all a spirit of wisdom to know how rich is the glory you have made our own. Grant that we, who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, and now and forever. Amen. Please join me in the Advent wreath liturgy that's printed in your bulletin. The tiny child lying in the manger has come to make a new way of living possible.
The love that is born here bids us to love others as we would have them love us.
Christmas love challenges us to share the good news, as the angels did so long ago, in our homes, communities, nation, and world.
As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, the light of the world shines upon us.
In this world of paint and darkness,
light of the world shines through us.
Redeemer Jesus, we know you are coming again.
Light of the world, light the way.
On this most holy night, we light our Christ candle to announce the birth of our Savior.
May the love born in the manger this night inspire us to be points of light, showering hope, peace, joy, and love into the darkness of our world. Angels, we
thank you.
Let us stand and continue our singing. Our first hymn is going to be Away in the Manger. It's hymn number 25. Let us stand and together sing Away in a Manger.
Way in a manger, no crib for a bed.
The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head.
The stars in the sky looked down where he lay.
The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Well, the New Testament lesson is out of John, chapter 1, verse 1 through 14. When we read it, we're going to hear the incredible announcement that God comes to dwell with his people. We know God because he came to us in a form we could understand and know and relate to. That darkness tried to overcome the light of God's love to keep him from being revealed. But Jesus Christ was victorious and shining bright, no matter what the odds. Jesus, the Word made flesh, is God being with us to show us how to live the life of love. And as we hear this familiar Christian Christmas reading, may we respond in faith by following Christ as he lights our way this very day by the presence of his Holy Spirit. And just as Christ, the Messiah, entered the world, may we open our hearts so that his Holy Spirit may enter our hearts. Now I'm going to read John 1 through 14. It's found on page 91 in your pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
Well, we know what it's like to be in the dark, don't we? We know what it's like when dreary skies, darkened days cover the landscape. But just as the sun is in the sky, even though it's cloudy as can be, the sun is shining bright behind every dark storm cloud, even though we might not see it. God's love is present and continues to shine to illuminate things for us, and that's the path of his love. Let us rejoice. God is always present to bless his people and brighten our days with the gift of his love. Now please join me as we pray responsively in our Christmas affirmation. Soon the light will shine in the darkness.
Soon the baby will be born.
Soon God will once again break into our lives,
coming to us in a way that is expected yet unusual.
God will challenge our expectations
and call us to see life differently.
God of birth, God of light, in this time of song, prayers, and scripture,
reawaken in us the awe of Christmas.
Let the love which shaped heaven and earth dwell within us this Christmas.
Let the love that created humanity dwell within us this Christmas.
Let the love which overcomes suffering and hatred dwell within us this Christmas.
Let the love that forgives and renews dwell within us this Christmas.
Let the love which brings reconciliation after separation dwell within us this Christmas.
Let the love that brings the blessing of peace dwell within us this Christmas.
As we hear again the story of a young woman and a surprising visitor, remind us we are called to respond to you in unexpected ways. And when we leave this place, may we still sing praises for a young woman who said yes, and the birth we now celebrate. Amen.
Would our children, any young people, want to come up? I'd like to have a moment just to teach you a little something about Christmas and the church. So any of you want to come up here, love to have you. Tell you what, we can stand around the candles. Why don't we stand over there? Do y'all know what we call this? In the church, we've got a name for it. Do what? The Advent wreath, yes. Advent can remind you of a word like event, but it reminds us that there was something that God did that was spectacular. And what he did is he came to live with us. And when he did, he shined the light of his love. And I want to read to you a verse from John's Gospel. It says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." You know, if you're in a dark room, obviously you like it if you can have some light, and candles do that for us. But these candles remind us of the light of the world, which we know to be Jesus. Some of y'all actually helped light these candles during this month. I know you did with your family. We light our hope candle. That's what this one represents, because we were hoping God would come and save us. All right, is it your birthday? And he's trying to blow them out. This is our peace candle. We knew that Christ would come and he'd forgive us and we would be at peace with God, and hopefully that helped us learn to be at peace with one another. And then we lit, as we were looking and getting ready for what God was going to do, we got joyful because God wants to do incredible things in our midst. That's what the story of Jesus is about. So we had joy, and you're right. That's right, that's a love candle. You know what? Sometimes it's pink or red in churches. And we remember how the angel came to Mary and told her that she would give birth to a son and that he'd be our Savior. And so we celebrate that God's love came to us in the birth of that baby we know to be Jesus. But do you know what candle that is? Anybody? It's a bigger candle than all the others, so take a guess. celebration candle. This, we call this the Christ candle because this is the big candle. It's going to burn longer than any of these other candles because it represents Jesus Christ. So in a little while, we're going to take our candles and get light from the Christ candle. And that's to remind us that we want His love to fill us so that our lives shine bright with love. So that's what we do when we gather around this Advent wreath. We look and celebrate the fact that God is going to do amazing things because He comes to put His love in your hearts. And my hope for you this Christmas, you share that love with one another. That's why we give presents. It's not because we like stuff, but because we want to show people we love them and that they're special and that they matter. Because that's what God did for us in Jesus. He came into the world, grew up to be a man. Then He went to a cross and He died for our sins so we could be forgiven. And He rose again so that He could lift us up into the presence of our loving Father. It's a really special thing. But you know what? If life ever gets dark, maybe even scary, you've got a light that'll always shine bright for you, and it's called Jesus. Look to Him and He'll light your way. Hey, let's ask Him to come into our hearts. I know I want Him in mine. Let's ask the light of His love to just shine through us. Let's close our eyes and bow our heads and thank God for that gift of His Son. God, thank You for Jesus, the light of the world, who came and shined Your love so bright into our living. I pray that Your love would continue to shine bright for us and that it would shine bright in our own hearts, that we would learn to love others as You have loved us. I pray that You would fill these children's heart, not only this Christmas Eve, but every day, so that they could just enjoy how special they are to You and how You can use the love You've given them to bless others. Be with us all this Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for letting me teach you about, what do we call this? Advent wreath, yeah, and the joy candle and the love candle. And what was this one? Christ candle. You got it. All right. Y'all give them a round of applause. They learned pretty good. Okay. Thank you. We're going to sing our next hymn, and it's appropriately, she kept pointing to the joy candle. It's Joy to the World, hymn 40. Let's stand and sing that together. Joy to the World.
Thank you.
seated. We're going to hear the birth narrative in Luke's gospel, and it's a familiar story. We'll hear that there was no room in the inn, but I think it's interesting, too, that Joseph and Mary are finally finding a place to nestle in for the evening. And the whole town is getting ready to sleep. And even though it's the dark of night and they're getting ready for sleep, God is very busy. They may not see what God is up to, but God is quite active, and the heavens are rather busy, because they do want the world to know what God is up to. So before I read, let's just ask God's blessing. Gracious, loving, and merciful God, on this Christmas Eve, as the light of your word penetrates our hearts, as we're reminded of the gift of life and faith, and as the glories of the heavenly hosts are echoed in our church, we come to open ourselves up to your Spirit. And we gather around our candles and our lights to sing you praise and give you thanks. We are grateful, Lord Jesus, that your story has become our story. And as we celebrate your birth, and as we rejoice in our rebirth and the God-granted ability to live brand new lives in you, we just take a moment in our hearts to enjoy your love. Help us, Lord, as we hear your word, to be the faithful, gracious, loving, giving, and forgiving people that you would have us be as we celebrate the greatest gift we could ever receive, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior. It's in his name we pray. Amen. The birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. I wanted to just make a comment about babies after reading that, because we get excited. Most people get excited about babies, and we should. A baby is God's opinion that life should go on, that there is still hope for new beginnings and great potential for the future, all wrapped up in the little child that is being born. Nelson Mandela has a book out. It's called The Long Walk to Freedom, and in it, he talked what it was like to be in prison. He was a political prisoner for 14 years, and he did hard labor in a rock quarry on what is now the infamous Robben Island in South Africa. He had a daughter named Zinni, and he couldn't see Zinni because he was a prisoner in prison. But his daughter, when she grew up, she married a prince of a son who was the king of Swaziland. And that was good for Nelson Mandela, because it meant that his daughter would become a princess being married to the prince. And because of that, she could visit him regularly in prison. So sure enough, his daughter Zinni came to visit. She was now grown. She came with her new husband, and her new husband had a child. And so the three of them came to visit Nelson Mandela. He hadn't seen his grown daughter since she was a baby. So when Zinni, his daughter, walked into the room where they were going to have their visit, she just broke from her husband and ran to her dad, and they, of course, embraced. And he said it was kind of like going through the Twilight Zone because he had known her, seen her last as a baby, and now he's looking at his full-grown daughter, married, and the mother of a child. Well, he greeted his new son-in-law, the prince, and then they handed him the baby. And you see, part of their visit was really important because they had a tradition that the grandfather would name the firstborn child. And so Nelson was going to be able to fulfill that privilege and that honor. And when he held that newborn grandchild of his, who he was seeing for the first time, he chose the name Zazue, which means hope. The name had special meaning for Nelson Mandela. For during all his years in prison, he says, hope never left him, and now that he saw his newborn baby, he knew it never would. He was convinced from that moment on that this child, his grandchild, would be a part of a new generation of South Africans for whom apartheid would be a distant memory. And that remained his dream of hope. A baby named Hope. Jesus could have been named Hope. He represented humanity's most profound hope. Our need not only for salvation, but to be reunited and a part of the family of God with our Father who created us in love and loved us still. And Jesus, I don't know if you know this, but in Hebrew it means God saves. Isaiah gave him other names: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And Jesus was to us God's opinion that life should go on, but go on in a way where we have with us an eternal hope. And so God sent his only Son to be born in our midst. There's a school teacher, and it was the beginning of a new year, and her students were gathered in her new classroom, and she was going to call out the roll so she could learn all her pupils' names. And in the roll, they had the child's last name and then the first name. And so she was calling out the names, alphabetical order, last name and then the first name. And she had a child in her class named Leslie Hope. And she's going through the roster and she's calling out the kids' names, and she gets to his name. She says, Hope Leslie. And the kids knew him as Les. And one of the boys blurted out, hopeless. And so from that time on, the child was teased and called hopeless. And later on in life, he decided he'd change his name to Bob. Maybe you've heard of him, Bob Hope. True story. He wasn't a hopeless guy. He was a guy that would go to men that were fighting in war, and he'd teach them how to lighten up a little, put a smile on their face and in their heart. I don't know anything about Bob Hope's faith, but what I do know is Christmas is God telling us we should be a lot like that. Not hopeless, but we should be like Bob Hope, because we've been given this loving life freely available in Jesus Christ. In a minute, we're going to get a light from the Christ candle and light our candles. And God sent the light of the world to us to say, in a word of protest to the darkness, I beg to differ. That's what a candle is. It's a protest to the darkness, saying, I beg to differ. In our world of violence, God send the light of the world to say, I beg to differ. I come to bring you peace. In a world that is often full of meanness, the light of the world rose up to say, I beg to differ. I've come to give you forgiveness, not meanness. In a world of hatred, the light of the world says, I want you to love others as I have loved you, so I come giving freely my love. Gosh, we live in times right now that are so divided and divisive, and the light of the world shines bright and calls us to this table and says, instead of being divisive and divided, I want you to come together. And I want you to share instead of trying to divide stuff for yourselves. So have the same loaf and share the same cup and be united rather than divided. All I know is that if we feel like we might be stumbling, like we're in the darkness, we have this light that wants to fill our hearts so that even if we are in the darkness, it'll shine bright and we can sing things like joy to the world, the Savior's come, let earth receive her King. That's what God is trying to let us know. In a world that often gets dark, he's saying in the birth of that little baby who came with such incredible potential, I beg to differ. I hope it's a light that will shine bright for you this Christmas. Amen. Y'all may have figured it out. That wasn't Debbie, that was Cynthia who came to pitch it, and you did a wonderful job. Thank you so much, Cynthia. I don't know if you've had communion with us before, but you're welcome to this table. I often say this isn't the church's table nor the Presbyterian's table. It's the Lord's table, and this is the meal that he's prepared for you. It's a moment where he comes to remind us that just as he came into the world long ago to be God with us, he still comes now through his word and the presence of the Holy Spirit to let us know that we do not walk alone. So if you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've been baptized in his name, you're welcome to this most holy feast. At this time, I'd like to ask any of the elders that are assisting me, if you would, just come take your place here on the front pews. When we pass the bread around, we ask that everybody hold it until everybody is served, and we eat the bread at the same time together. And that just represents that we all together have a place within the body of Christ, his church. You'll see some doilies. They have gluten-free wafers if you want gluten-free. When the cup is passed to you, you may simply drink it when it comes. But the good news is, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And we have Emmanuel, God with us this evening and always. And this is a reminder not only to come together now, but of what we will literally be doing forever, celebrating, feasting together with God. And so let us prepare by coming in faith. And I ask if you would to join me in our communion liturgy that's there in the bulletin. Great is the mystery of faith. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And let us pray. O God of Christmas joy and giver of faith, it is indeed right to give you all thanks and praise. For you are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Born in humility, he came to rule over all. Helpless as an infant, he showed the power of your love. Poor in things of the world, he brought the wealth of your grace. Rejected by many, he welcomed all who sought him. In his dying and rising, you gave birth to your church. You delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. So we give you all thanks and praise. Remembering your incredibly gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we gather tonight and take from your creation this loaf of bread and this wine. And we joyfully celebrate not just his birth only, but his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming again. With thanksgiving, we offer ourselves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. But for that to happen, we need you to be present. Come, O come, Emmanuel, and be God with us. Pour your Holy Spirit upon these, your gifts of bread and wine, so that the bread we break and the cup we bless may indeed be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Holy Spirit, who is present now, make us all one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. And as this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world today. Empower us by your Spirit, O God, to be Christ's presence in the world, even as Jesus was God with us. Give us courage, not only during the Christmas season, but always to speak his truth, to seek his justice, and to love with his sacrificial love. Be now and forever the God of our Christmas celebration. For we do indeed rejoice with the shepherds over the good news of our Savior's birth. We join in the praises of the angelic choir, and we do say glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace among those whom God favors. Make our Christmas celebrations fine and full. Make our greetings sincere and our giving real. Make our eating and drinking a delight without becoming an excess. Enliven our relationships, both within our families and beyond them, with the spirit of the Christ child. For it was He who taught us how to come to You and to pray, saying together, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus said, Do this in remembrance of Me. We remember the night of the Passover. It's when the Hebrews were sacrificing their sacrificial lambs. Jesus celebrated the Passover with the disciples, and when they were done, He took the bread that was on the table. And when He did, He gave thanks. And after giving thanks, he blessed it, and He said, This is My body, which is broken for you. Take and eat of it. And then in the same manner, He took the cup that was there. He said, This is the cup of the new covenant. It's sealed in My blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of your sins. And whenever you drink from this cup and you eat this bread, do so remembering Me, for these are the gifts of God for the people of God, and you are all welcome to this holy feast. body of Christ, broken for you. Take and eat. O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. Amen. We will hear the rest of the story of the birth of our Savior from Luke's Gospel. Hear now God's Word. In that region, there were many shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, with which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words, and she pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The good news. Praise to you, O Christ. I want to give you a few instructions before we do this. First, if you got some baggy clothes on and you catch fire, drop and roll. My sleeves always get in the way. Seriously, though, I'm going to take a light from the light, the Christ candle, as I explained to our children. I'll light the elders' lights, and they'll come, and they'll light the person on each end of the pew, and if you will, share your light with the person next to you. Now, when your candle is lit, you have an option. If you want to get up, you can stand up here and come join the wise men at the manger. You can gather around the walls. We like to surround the sanctuary in light. But bring your bulletin, because if you don't know the words to Silent Night, they will be printed in your bulletin. But anyway, I'll light the elders. The elders will go down and light the person on each end. And once you're lit, if you want, you can come up here or back in the back or wherever, and then I'll direct you when we can start singing Silent Night. But let it be a reminder, this wonderful gift from God, this love, is to be given away. It is to be shared no matter what. So let this light of God's love shine in you, but don't keep it to yourself, because our world today is in need of it. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and heavenly hosts sing high.